You know, I think motives are so fucking cliche. I mean, even saying that is cliche. So it's like a rabbit hole of cliche. No originality. It shouldn't matter though, right? And this isn't fiction. We're not doing this for a movie. At least, not that type. With fiction, you want to be a little more creative. You want to stick out and be unique because everything, almost everything, has already been done and did. Copy and paste. Everyone loves a story, but there's already a billion different iterations of that exact same origin story. The kid was bullied, had a shit childhood, or whatever, and then bam. One day, he kills a dog or something. And then it just goes spiraling and spiraling, and suddenly he has a sorority girl's head hanging on his rearview mirror, like a pair of fuzzy dice. I don't know, maybe people love that shit. That same old, same story. Who knows? No one likes it when they're shown a film with no backstory to it, no hook to relate to a character. People need to know that the protagonist they're seeing on film is relatable. They want to be just like them. And they also want to see a little glimpse of hope, that little sliver of light, that the villain is just made up and that people like that don't exist in real life. Well, see, that's what's beautiful about the fact that this is all real. Uncut. Raw, just straight up real world predicaments. I'm as relatable as it can get. I exist as much as you do. And maybe there's a dark, scary part that we tuck away. But it's real. Honestly, baby, I can't even put a finger on why this is happening, and I'm going on a tangent. I'm not making any more sense. But I can tell you this much. It's no mystery. There were no predeterminations or whatever the fuck. I didn't plan this. Well, okay, maybe there's a slight lie. You can figure it out later. Regardless, the origin story? Gotta be honest with you. There is none. It really is a just because type deal with me. Nothing's wrong with me. I was just bored, and you were just cute, and I wanted to ask you out on a date. And that's it. You said hi to me at the supermarket, and then I obsessed over you for 8 months. Nothing's wrong with that. I think it's true love. And if you think otherwise, it's really not my problem. I mean, I know that we could have had something real. Maybe if I just went about it the most sane way possible. Ask you out on a date like any normal person would. Get your number and address the traditional way. You know, by asking you. I fantasized about it, no doubt. You getting me roses, we're going on coffee dates, late night calls where we stay up until 4 a.m. talking about nothing at all. Oh, it's so cute. I love it all. I love watching rom-coms and all that. I might have watched The Notebook 50 times in a row for one entire week. I'm telling you, I cried each time, no fail. I thought about doing a remake of The Notebook with you. But I'm not very good with a camera, so we'll make do with this old point and shoot. Do you remember how families used to film everything that they did? I mean, like, people still do it. But remember the VHS stuff? Remember how fun those were to look back at? I'm thinking this is something that we can keep for our personal collection. We can look back at it, maybe put it in a reel on our wedding day. Oh shit. Did I say wedding day? I'm sorry if that was too forward. You know what I mean. It'll be the first of many video diaries together. I think it'd make a great compilation. We'll have family vacation videos, silly videos at parties we'll have with friends. Well, your friends, I don't really have any, and just fun stuff together as a couple. I have a soft spot for keeping memories. I know, I'm probably moving too fast too soon, thinking about those wedding bells and a gorgeous wedding dress and the ring you'll give me. A gal can dream. So, let me just put this camera right over here, and let's make some memories, shall we? Oh, baby, why are you so freaked out? We're not strangers. Matter of fact, I think we're quite acquainted. This isn't the first time that I've been in your apartment. We've had dinners together. We watched movies, and I cheered you on from the sidelines when you were playing whatever game it is that you play. I guess it was a one-way street, but I'm a shy girl. I know quite a bit about you, despite only knowing you for about, 8-ish months? And I think now is the time for you to know about me. First things first, I love you. I love you so much. There could have not been a better time than now to tell you. And second, I really love the way you look tonight. I'm sorry that you got in this predicament. I had to tie you up and drug you. I'm not the most coordinated, so trying to get you would have been a huge problem, and I also didn't want to ruin your outfit. Third, I'm not gonna take off this mask. I don't think I'm ready yet, and I don't think you're ready yet. So we'll keep it for now. And, fourth, I have a gun. So you'll do exactly what I say, and I don't have to be mean or repeat myself so much. It's a lot to take in, I'm aware. I don't want to be mean because I don't need to be. This is all respect. Now, this is all consent. If it wasn't, I would have raped you first before I tied you up. And that really would have sucked. Now that's mean. I want you to warm up to me. It's kind of like our first date night. Now don't scream. It's okay, baby. You've been kind of going in and out of consciousness, but I'm gonna need you to be up for this, okay? I need your participation. I know in there, in that little heart and head of yours, there's a little voice that's telling me that you've got feelings for me too. I can just tell. You're already so hard through those shorts. I can see it. I don't want you to miss out. I mean, you're conscious enough to see this, right? Yeah. Do you see how wet I am for you? You make me feel this way. I dream about you every night. I masturbated in your apartment a couple of times. You weren't home, though. I was scared of getting caught. I didn't want you to think I was a pervert or anything. I want you to have me. I'm literally giving myself to you. So you should do the same. Don't be shy. Just because there's a camera rolling, I think it'll be a perfect introduction video. It's just fun. We're just teasing each other. It's like I'm the high school bully that secretly has a crush on the poor nerd she teases all the time. Hey, keep up with me here, babe. I'm not boring, am I? All right, stick your tongue out. Yeah. Yep. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I hope you are too. It's okay, baby, it's okay. Just pretend that I'm not holding a gun. Don't look at that. Pretend it's, I don't know, flowers or something. Can you do that for me? Come on. You ever eat pussy before? It's just like a lollipop. I want you to use your tongue. Here, let me help. Stick your tongue out for me. Stick it out. Oh, there you go, sweetheart. Oh, your mouth. You're doing everything right. You're such a good little cunt licker, huh? Oh, why the tears? You better stop crying. I don't like that shit. We're having a romantic, fun night here. It's just lighthearted fun. Right, babe? Right? You're having fun. I'm being so gentle. Wipe those tears off right now. Good. Now keep licking. Put that mouth of yours to good use. Lick my clit. Suck on it. Oh, you fucking slut. Fuck. I'm sorry. I don't like using those words, especially to you. But sometimes, it's hard not to. You look and act like one. You're already tongue-fucking me without even asking. In a way, it seems like you were looking for some action, huh? You know, it's a little suspicious to me. You said hi to me for a reason then, right? Right? Is that right? Huh, bitch? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Shh. Just keep... fuck. Just keep doing what you're doing. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, your fucking mouth. Your lips. Where'd you learn this? Who taught you this? Who did you do this with? Huh? What sick fucking whore showed you how to eat pussy like this slut? Huh? Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh god. Why the fuck did you do that? Where'd you learn this? Where'd you fucking learn this? No, this isn't going how I thought it was. No. This isn't good. You're no good. You're a fucking liar. You're a whore. You are a dirty fucking slut. Oh god. You don't act that way unless I fucking tell you to. No. Yes. Everything's fucking ruined. I can't have us walk up the aisle with a fucking porno on the reel. You understand? I can't. It just can't happen. Fuck. Fuck! You stupid bitch. Don't you fucking scream! I will fucking blast your goddamn brains across these walls, okay? Okay? So, I didn't like that. Not one bit. I wanted it to be a little rom-com type of night. But I didn't know that I came here to make some filthy, sleazy little sex tape with the likes of you. I'm so fucking disappointed. Fucking get the fuck over here. Stop fucking crying. Yeah. It's just hair. I'm sure a billion other girls out there dragged you across the floor by your hair. This is not new. Do you know what liars get? You know what they get? Do you know what liars get, you fucking whore? They get raped. And then... What? Because they deserve it. They deserve it. Because, specifically, in your case, you clearly think you're in charge. You think you can make me fucking come like that. So easy, like some cheap back alley whore. No. You were going to be my sweet, Submissive husband, my plaything, my own whore, the whore that I wanted you to be, not the whore that they made you into. Okay? Stop fucking fighting me. Stop fucking fighting me. Stop it, baby. You move, and I'm pulling the trigger. Don't fucking move. Let me just... No, you're not getting comfortable. What, you don't know how rape works? Stupid bitch. It's when I take all the pleasure and you get fucking nothing. You get nothing. See this? It's fully loaded. One wrong fucking move. Say one thing that'll make me fucking upset and you will die. I will fucking kill you. Now, I'm gonna take what's mine, and what's mine is your cock. I need you. I don't fucking care what you think or what your morals are, whatever. I deserve this. I deserve it all, and you're gonna give it to me. Oh, fuck. You feel my pussy wrap around your cock? Huh? How does it feel? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Your cock. Holy shit. Oh god. It feels so fucking good. I'm so fucking turned on by your moans. Keep moaning, baby. Keep it up. You're making me feel so good. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. You're such a fucking slut. Lying bitch. How could you? This perfect cock. My pussy is so wet for you. At least one. At least that's one thing going on for you. It seems like you've never had a cunt this tight and wet before. Oh, fuck. You like that? You like this pussy? Tell me you love it. Tell me you love me and my pussy. Say it! Say it! Fuck! Good. I know you do. I know you do. Maybe I can forgive. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Maybe I can forgive you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Maybe I can forgive you after all of that. And you'll reform. Understand that you were wrong for that. You can only be who I want you to be. No more, no less. And we can start over. We can start all over. Pretend none of this has happened. We can run into each other again. And you can say hi to me again. And maybe, just maybe, I can ask you out on a date. And then we can go out to a cafe or something. Whatever I want. Or whatever you want. And then we can go to the flower shop. You can buy me roses, and I can suck your dick at the garden. I don't know. And then you'll propose to me by the beach. We can do that. I hope you like that. What do you think?